I am sorry for not having observed it.
Nashashiga sat again and nodded to the newcomer.
Join us, cousin. You and I will talk later of the Outlanders and how the situation might most honorably be resolved. But not here, and not now. Bring us sake. Or we have Mitsuwari, if you prefer.
What's that?
Whiskey and water, Mr. Dix. Perhaps it would be more suitable for your palate.
I think that might be more suitable for us all.
A line of shuffling maidens in their constricting kimonos brought in the amber liquid, using silver trays and cut crystal goblets.
This is more than passingly delicious. I swear that it reminds me of the very best liquor from Bonnie Scotland that I drank as a young man in Iron Mary's Tavern in Boston.
It was made 5 miles from here by the sea in the distillery.
The price we pay is the fumes when the wind is northerly.
Is that the only thing that pollutes?
Sadly, not. After the disasters that destroyed our land, as much of your country was laid waste, we have had to use what resources we can. The old skills have been lost, and iron making and food processing is not efficient, that is the word. There is much smell and waste, and women give birth to monsters.
Can't it be stopped?
The wheel has rolled too far.
Well, that's a poor excuse for not bothering to try to make things better.
Many would die if our industry was stopped.
Many are dying as it is. I'm a doctor. Well, I was a doctor, but that's a long story. I can taste the toxins in the air. Sulfur, carbon dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, and something bitter that could be aluminum or zinc. There are garbage heaps everywhere you look, and trees blighted with acid rain. I'm amazed that more of you aren't dead. What's the life expectancy? Not here in the Ville, but outside, by your factories.
We have nothing to do with such people. But I think a man might hope to live to 30. A woman with all the children she must bear, a few years less.
Ugh, how can... You seem intelligent, and yet you can sit there calmly and talk about such a dreadful situation.
We have lost the skills. Once the day of the Sky Dock came to Japan, it was the beginning of the end.
No excuse for poisoning everyone.
There were stories from sailors that much of the land was totally destroyed and sank beneath the sea. Is that true?
Sadly, yes. We had become deeply dependent on the silent power of the nukes. In the last years before the cruel winters began, we had become closer to the United States. That is why we speak your tongue. It had become a second tongue for business and men of power.
California turned into the Western Islands when there was a chain reaction among reactors that triggered off the big quake fault lines.
It was the same with us. A chain reaction. I did not know the saying, but I understand it. Like knocking over a series of mahjong tiles. The reactors at Mihama and Takahama triggered the chain reaction. There were eruptions and quakes, and all Hokkaido vanished, followed by the smaller islands of Kyushu and Shikoku. A day later, so that story goes, there was a gigantic explosion from under the Mount Fuji. The whole of northern Honshu, which was much the biggest part of Japan, vanished in an instant.
And tidal waves?
Oh, yes. Tsunamis, legend tells us, were 1,000 feet high and swept across the steaming ruins of our land. It was narrowed by the cities of Osaka and Kyoto, by the lake called Biwako. There it split and sank. Much of the coast of what remained was washed away, including the last big city, Hiroshima.
You would know that name, Gaijin, all too well.
All that remains of Japan now is an island, very mountainous and steep, less than 150 miles long. And no more than 70 miles from north to south. I have the very great honor to be the chief shogun in this island.
That is astounding. Of course, Deathlands is a great deal smaller than the old United States was, but to nothing like that extent.
The tragedy for us is that our population is still increasing.
With such a low life expectancy? How come?
I would not speak of this before women, but... nothing is done to stop more babies. many die. But there are still more and more. We outgrow our space.
How did you find the gateway? Been hearing stories of gangs of your people being seen in Deathlands for some months now.
Mashashiga looked away for a moment. Ryan had the sudden impression that the leader of the samurai was about to lie to him, though he couldn't have said precisely what it was that made him feel that.
We rarely use it now. It was found by accident in the house that had once belonged to the Americans, before the day of Skydark. There was no code on how to use it, except for the number code that would bring a jumper back here.
Did you send out raiding parties into Deathlands?
Not raiding, Mr. Dix. To explore. To see if we could learn anything from you people. Discover some way of solving our own problems.
No success?
We have a saying. Kiken, kitsui, and kitani.
Which means what?
Which means that the missions were dangerous, difficult, and dirty.
And cost in lives.
Yes, it has been costly in lives. There are only a dozen men of birth and honor here in my palace. And we have lost 5 in the last months during jumps. Drowned, shot, stabbed, burned. Deathlands is truly a dreadful place to be inhabited.
Ryan looked around him. Though there were no windows opening from the large room onto the outside of the building, he had the feeling that the day was wearing on, and that evening wasn't that far away.
You would like to go to your rooms and share a bath and rest?
That sounds good. Thanks.
Ryan stood and turned toward Yashimoto.
I'm sorry about your brother getting chilled, but it was him or me. You were there. You know how it all went down.
The samurai ignored Ryan, studiously concentrating his attention on the pretty little girl who was serving him more sake. Everyone other than the second-in-command now stood.
I believe that you and the red-haired woman are partners together, Ryan Kodor. Likewise, you, Mr. Dix, with the black woman who was once a doctor. Will 2 double rooms and 1 room with 2 single tatami sleeping mats be sufficient for you?
Sure. Can they be side by side?
Yes.
I will arrange for servants to show them to the visitors' chambers, Lord.
Anything that you require can be arranged. If the snow-haired, red-eyed youth or the old grandfather want company, I will send a pair of geisha each.
We prefer to arrange our own female company when we want it, but our thanks anyway.
The bath was like a traditional American hot tub, circular, above the ground, made from seasoned redwood and about 12 feet in diameter, with a bench seat running around the inside. There were 3 tubs, one for each of the double chambers, and one for the room that had the single woven mats laid on the polished floor. Ryan couldn't believe the speed and efficiency of the servants. It seemed that only a couple of minutes had passed since they left the presence of Lord Mashashiga, yet the 3 tubs were already 3/4 filled with steaming water, carrying the delicate scent of balsam, and a pile of fluffy towels waited on a low bench seat. Several women remained behind in each room. They weren't the pretty, painted girls in kimonos. These were of sturdier peasant stock, wearing a looser cotton kimono of crimson and white. Ryan and Christy stood together and waited for the 3 women in their room to leave. But nobody moved.
What are they waiting for?
A tip?
I don't think so.
Maybe they want to take out dirty clothes and launder them for us, lover.
Maybe they want to scrub my back.
Gaia, I think you've stepped in it, Ryan.
What?
That's what they're waiting for. They're here to wash us if we want it.
We don't.
Christy made shooing gestures at the women, who stood their ground, blank-faced.
Shove off. Go away, vamoos, vanish. Leave us alone.
Like a farmer's wife trying to get some stubborn turkeys out of the corn.
You do any better?
Sure I can.
He walked to the nearest of the servants, who was also the oldest, her face wrinkled like a wintered apple. Ryan towered over her, and he could see something close to fear in her narrow, hooded eyes.
Time you go, Mama-san.
He took her gently by the arm and steered her toward the door of their room.
Mama-san? Where in the big fire did you dig that one up?
Trader had some old war vids. And every now and again we'd find a machine that worked and we'd watch them. One was about a war in the Pacific, against the Japanese, as it happened. Out you go, Mama-san.
He pushed her gently outside into the passage. She doubled herself over in a low bow, like a folding doll, so that her gray head nearly touched the floor.
You sure have a way with a girl, lover.
Ryan turned to the other 2 women, advancing with hands outstretched.